Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Last Wednesday, PharmEd confirmed it would be replacing treatment Herceptin, the brand name for the drug Trazodone, with Herzuma, another version of the drug which is equally as effective but at a much lower cost. The New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation had previously recommended that the swap be taken as an opportunity to make the drug available for retreatment for patients with advanced HER2-positive breast cancer. In its most recent announcement, PharmEd has said it needs more clinical advice to make the decision. The New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation is urging PharmEd to reconsider this decision. I spoke to Adele Gautier, Research and Strategic Programs Manager for the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation, about the decision and what more needs to be done to increase retreatment options in Aotearoa. So what will the swap from Herceptin to Herzuma mean for patients across Aotearoa?
On one level, it makes no difference at all. The products are called biosimilars, so they do the same thing and they do them as well as each other. So there's safety in swapping from a more expensive brand to a cheaper biosimilar. It's good for the health system and it doesn't make any difference in outcomes to breast cancer or early breast cancer patients. Where it does make a difference is for people with advanced breast cancer, that's terminal breast cancer, and at the moment, they are able to have Herceptin once when they've got advanced breast cancer, one course of Herceptin, but once their breast cancer gets worse, they can't stay on Herceptin and they can't go back on it. And that's really different from what happens overseas, where people might stop Herceptin, go on to another drug for a while, and then they come back onto Herceptin because it's shown that it actually helps extend their lives to sort of go away and come back. But we can't do that in New Zealand. PharmEd have said that's against the rules. Even though we now have a much cheaper drug, they haven't taken the opportunity to allow people to do that thing of coming back onto it.
So could we understand a little bit more what Trastuzumab is? Is that what would be necessary to make that retreatment plan more accessible?
Yes. So Trastuzumab is the chemical name for the drug that's branded as Herceptin and Herzuma. So it's really well known in New Zealand as Herceptin, so it's going to take a bit of a shift for everyone to start realising that there's more than one drug name for the same thing. But trastuzumab is really an important, essential drug in fighting HER2-positive breast cancer. So whichever brand you get, you're going to need it with HER2-positive breast cancer, and our argument is you need it more than once.
And so what has PharmEd's reasoning been behind not creating more accessibility for this drug?
So PharmEd believes, or say they believe, that the evidence isn't strong enough to support people going back onto trastuzumab once their disease has got worse. But the problem with that is it's just standard practice elsewhere. So there's not going to be new clinical trials asking this question. Everybody just does it right now and knows that it produces a benefit for patients. So very sadly, there's not going to be new data coming out on this. And if PharmEd aren't willing to accept the fact that this is in all the treatment guidelines for advanced breast cancer, it's in the guidelines that people must be able to come back onto trastuzumab, I can't see what's going to change their mind. They need to accept the evidence as it is now.
Could you elaborate a little bit on what the retreatment plans look like for New Zealanders at the moment versus elsewhere in the world?
So in New Zealand at the moment, if your HER2-positive breast cancer comes back and is now advanced, you have two lines of what we call anti-HER2 therapy. So that's two courses of treatment. One is Herceptin or Herzuma with another drug, and then there's a follow-up drug, Kadcyla, that people take after that. And then that, in New Zealand, is the end of your anti-HER2 treatment. After that, all you've got is chemo, which everyone knows is really horrible and has a decrease in benefit the more lines of chemo that you have. Overseas, you can have multiple lines of anti-HER2 therapy, the two drugs that we have here, plus a whole lot of others. And in between times, you'll keep going back to trastuzumab to give you more life, more survival during that time. So it's really different. Here we say, you know, two lines and you're done on anti-HER2. Overseas, they might keep going up to sort of 10 lines of anti-HER2 treatment.
And why is it necessary to have multiple lines of the treatment if it doesn't necessarily work the first time?
So each line of treatment, you only change treatments when one treatment stops working. So in advanced breast cancer, that's always going to happen eventually. Obviously, you're trying to get as long as possible out of each drug, but eventually it will stop working for you and you'll switch to something else. We're not quite sure why, but when you come back onto something after you've had a break on something else, it just seems to re-trigger an immune response or a response to the disease. Depending on what kind of drug it is, that had stopped and suddenly your body sort of takes it on a bit as new, I guess, and fights again, and it fights the cancer again for you. So it is important to just be able to keep trying these lines. Each line might give a woman anywhere from a few months to a year or two of extra life. So the more lines you can try, the better.
So is greater funding for PharmAc the solution?
There definitely needs to be more funding for PharmAc. I think we've seen that the ask is huge, not just from our cancer, but other cancers and other diseases too. And the budget's not keeping up with the modern style of drugs that we have today. But it's not just money. It's also about having a philosophy that you want to offer world-class care to New Zealanders with breast cancer, and that's currently missing. As well. It's not in PharmAc's remit, and it needs to be.
Why do you think PharmAc isn't prioritising breast cancer patients in New Zealand?
Look, I dare say they wouldn't say that's the case. What they should be doing is addressing unmet needs. And it's true that there are cancers like lung cancer where there are definitely unmet needs. And sadly, it took PharmAc 7 years to approve the latest drug. Lung cancer, it was on their books for 7 years. So that whole system is messed up, and it takes you that long to make a decision on a drug anyway. But there are unmet needs in breast cancer as well, and it is for these people with terminal breast cancer who need to have longer time with their family, have aggressive types that will kill them faster than other types of breast cancer, and they've reached the end of the road, or in some cases there is no treatment for that specific kind of breast cancer. So, yeah, there are unmet needs in breast cancer as well, and PharmAc need to make sure that those needs are met.
What else would the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation like to see policy-wise from parties towards the upcoming election?
We're asking for the parties to tell us their views on a number of issues, and most important in breast cancer is finding it early so that you prevent people even developing advanced breast cancer in the first place. So we're calling for extension of free screening up to age 74, up from 69, the current limit, and also calling for looking at lowering the screening age to 40, starting with Māori and Pacific women who are more likely to get breast cancer and much more likely to get it younger than other women. So those are two really important things. Then after that, it's about getting rapid diagnosis and treatment. So getting into treatment, we know that there are waiting lists all over the health system now, and it really varies across the country. But there are targets being put in place to say that people should have their surgery within a certain number of weeks and their chemotherapy within a certain number of weeks and so on. So committing to meeting those timeframes, and that will require big investment in the health system. You know, we all know that the health system's in a bit of a bad way at the moment, and so that's going to require investment. But we want that targeted towards specifically achieving timely diagnosis and treatment.
Finally, I'd just like to speak a little bit about the disproportionate effects on Māori and Pacifica women, and going back to PharmAc not making these drugs more accessible. What will this mean for these communities?
So this trastuzumab, Herzuma, that we're talking about for HER2-positive breast cancer, Pacific and Māori women are more likely to get HER2-positive breast cancer than non-Māori women, especially Pacific. They have an extremely high rate of it. A quarter of all Pacific cases are HER2-positive. So when you make a round of a drug like this or new drugs coming in that space, when they're not available to people if they can't pay for them themselves, Māori and Pacific patients lose out disproportionately. I think we're at a point now where there's a lot of acknowledgement that PharmAc is not fit for purpose in its current state. There's been a review, but we've seen some small changes in engagement with the health sector, which are positive, but really we need a massive change in how we approach funding and approval of cancer drugs in New Zealand, the time and the money we spend on that.
That was Adele Gautier, Research and Strategic Programs Manager for the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation, speaking to me about Pharmac's recent decision not to increase retreatment options for patients with advanced breast cancer.